From Tidbits, October 7th, 2013. This is Adobe Announces Major Security Breach by Josh Centers. Adobe has announced that attackers have stolen information on 2.9 million customers, including usernames, encrypted passwords, and encrypted payment information. Adobe has sent email notifications to affected customers, allowing them to reset their Adobe ID passwords, along with an offer of 1 free year of credit monitoring for customers whose credit or debit card information was accessed. In addition to customer information, the attackers also stole source code for a number of Adobe's products. Security expert Brian Krebs discovered 40 gigabytes of Adobe source code on a rogue server a week before Adobe's announcement. Adobe believes the intrusion occurred in mid-August 2013 due to outdated installs of Cold Fusion on some of its networks. This breach shines an unflattering light on Adobe's plans to make most of its software available only by subscription and feeds critics of the company's Creative Cloud service. While Adobe sees cloud-based subscriptions as a more reliable source of revenue, the company's increased emphasis on online accounts also make Adobe even more attractive to cyber criminals. Now, Adobe has the unenviable task of further hardening online systems, winning back customer trust, and averting new security vulnerabilities that could be opened by the source code leak. As for what you, the user, can do in this particular situation, there isn't much other than changing your Adobe ID and password. More generally, the single best thing you can do to protect yourself is to limit the potential damage by using a different secure password for every online service, as recommended in Joe Kissel's best-selling Take Control of Your Passwords. Password managers like 1Password are essential for this task. Unfortunately, Joe has a book for that as well, the just-released Take Control of 1Password. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, and Tonks Coffee. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.